Proclamation number 8265, dated the September 6th, 1962. Can God's existence be proven? My existence can never be proven to you humans, because then you would become subject to compulsory faith. But you are supposed to arrive at the light and realization about me of your own free will during your earthly life, and this is certainly possible. You only need to think about it, for everything around you can provide you with the evidence of a God and Creator. For even if you at first try to deny a divine being, you nevertheless have to acknowledge a strength which is expressing itself throughout the whole of creation. Thus you cannot deny this strength, but the natural law, which likewise cannot be denied by you, the destined purpose of the works of creation around you, are in turn evidence of a deliberately directed strength which infers a thinking being. Hence your goal on earth is to establish contact with this thinking being, otherwise it would be irrelevant as to whether you describe me as the strength that is recognizable by you. Yet you are not likely to call upon a strength high and try to establish contact with it. As soon as you spend some serious thought on it with the determination to ascertain the truth, I will also reveal myself to you as a spiritually tangible God and Creator. If, however, you are indifferent to whom you owe your life as a human being, then you will be lacking a sincere will and you will never attain inner clarity. Furthermore, your own nature as a human being should make you think. No person is able to create a being with the ability to think, with self-awareness and free will. Consequently, you must have emerged from a similar being, only that it is, in contrast to you, supremely perfect. But this being, too, has to possess self-awareness, the faculty of thought and a will, and this being works with love, incomparable wisdom and power. You can never regard yourselves to be a product of coincidence, for if this strength were not directed by a will, it would always have an elemental effect, thus be destructive but never progressive. Yet this refutes the destined purpose and natural law of creation. My existence cannot be proven to you, but creation is convincing evidence of an all-powerful being for every thinking human being. Even if this being is inconceivable to him, if he is unable to form a real idea of it, he is just still very distant from me and thus spiritually completely unenlightened, which is due to the fact that his fall into the abyss had deprived him of all light. And if such a person receives the knowledge about me as the highest and most perfect spirit in eternity, his opposition to me breaks through, and he wants to deny me as he once had done when he rejected the light of my love and thus became spiritually unenlightened. But in earthly life he must try to escape the darkness, he must want to get clarification about himself and his origin, and he must be willing to do what is right, and thus also allow himself to be taught by those who are able to bring him light. But a completely dark spirit will also lack willpower, and he will reject all explanations because he always feels that the knowledge about a God and Creator will give him a guilty conscience, which he refuses to accept. Trying to convince a fellow human being of the existence of a powerful God therefore only makes sense if he himself wants to know something about it. Whereas a person who constantly likes to deny God remains incorrigible and no energy should be wasted on him, for as well as the decisive factor as to whether he ever finds his way out of the darkness, he must also come to realize the existence of a God and Creator without proof, which will happen if he endeavors to live a life of love, as in the case he is already making contact with me and the desire for truth will subsequently arise in him too. And then his thinking will already be guided, he will be mentally influenced by beings of light into whose care he is entrusted, and his resistance will begin to wane, which is also aided by the intercession of fellow human beings, and that will always have the effect of an increased strength of will. Amen.